Well, hello everybody. This is Alola Baron coming at you live from Sebastio's because, yes, I'm staying here for another transfer. So I'm super excited about that because we have a bunch of families that are super awesome that we're going to keep working with. But other Knuth left. He went to Vizha España. He went to my old area. So that'll be fun. I'm really excited for him. Kind of bummed because I wanted to finish up his last transfer together, but it's all right. For some reason, the Lord switched him, so now I'm going to keep working. But my new comp is Elder Larson. He's a good dude. He comes from Utah, from American Fork. And let's see, what does he have to say?
What?
What do you have to say, Elder Larson?
I don't know.
Hi.
There you go. But yeah, he's a stud. What do you like to do?
Basketball.
Oh, he likes to play basketball.
Yeah, what do you like to do?
I don't really like doing anything. I'm kind of a nerd. So, sorry. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so we're super excited. This next transfer is going to be really awesome. We have a lot of really good people here in the zone, and we're going to keep going so we can reach the goal of getting a baptism every week in this area. But this week was a good week. We had a lot of stuff to do. We went and we found like this family. The hermana se llama Selva. She was super cool. She was a reference from the members. And we talked to her and her brother and her sister and her mom. And it was really cool. They seemed really nice. We're going to go past today and go visit them again. And then we'll like talk more about the Book of Mormon and stuff because we left him with an invitation to read it and ask if it was true. So we're gonna see what happens there. Let's see. Then the next day we had our district meeting. It was a really good district meeting. I don't really remember what else happened, but we went past after and visited Familia Padilla. And al final, they didn't end up getting baptized this week, so we're going to try to get them baptized next week because they didn't come to church. Like, half the kids came to church the Sunday before that, and the other half didn't, so we didn't want to, like, just baptize two of them this last week and then two of them this week. We wanted to baptize them all together, so we're probably going to all baptize them this next week, so we're pretty excited for that. They're really awesome. I took a bunch of pictures, so I'm going to try to send them to you guys today. But like, really, there's just a ton of really awesome people out here. We have a bunch of really awesome investigators that this transfer are gonna progress, and they're going to get baptized. Because, yeah. Then, let's see, after that, during the week, we've been passing by a couple different families that we've been working with. Nothing too special. We had dinner with the branch president. He's a good guy. We went and did visits with him, which was really cool. We were able to go and visit some investigators we had, and so he was able to get to know him a little bit more. Which was really good because Familia Padilla, they came to church, and same with Enrique and Eileen. So we're super excited about that because Enrique and Eileen, like, they just have to stop smoking and then they'll get baptized. And also their son also needs to get baptized. So we're going to start focusing more on him as well. But like, he's like más o menos interested, so we'll see what happens. But and let's see, after that, we went, on Thursday, we did an intercambio with other Macias, other Velasquez, and other Fleming. That was good. I was able to stay here and work with other Velasquez from Misiones here in Argentina. What? Oh, like the quality? I'll tell you. You go on to recording mode, I think. Yeah, and then you go down. go down to like 48 a second. That's what I do. You can make it really small, or you can make it like kind of small. That's probably good. Okay.
How are you doing? Sorry, family. I'm doing good. I'm just sad.
Yeah, Luke Knuth, man.
Yeah. But we got...
No. It's going to be sick. We're super freaking pumped.
Got the big bars, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be freaking cool. Power-based 3D speaker system.
So we're super pumped here around here in Sebastio's, man. Then let's see, after that, we found this cool lady named Mirta. She was super cool. We're gonna pass by her on Martes as well. And then let's see, after that, Friday night we had a ward activity. And the ward activity like super flopped. It was kind of a pain. Because like it wasn't, it was like planned, but like not really. Like we planned it, but like the ward didn't really plan it, or like the branch like didn't really like help us out with it. So when we got there, they had a meeting that same time. So then all of the leaders in the branch were in the meeting, and all of their kids were just like left out. And like we tried to do the activity, but the kids were like nuts. Like they were just like causing a bunch of problems and just like not being very reverent, and kind of sucked. But we're gonna do the activity again. And this time it'll work. Right, Ella Larson?
Yep. Obviously
it's obviously going to work. We're going to get it done. No, but that was funny. Then, let's see, what else? So that, let's see, and then Saturday, we had a Tormenta Blanca in La Florida, which was sweet. We were able to go and, yeah, right here, man. Feel free to clean it out and make it yours. Oh, here's our weekly planning for the week after Knuth left it for you.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, there you go. There's all the peeps. So yeah, sorry, I have a really bad headache because today we had transfers and like, I don't know.
You're just calm and get here for like.
No, I was like sitting there and I was stressed out about everybody else, and then afterwards I was like, oh yeah, my comp. I didn't even like realize where he was coming from. And then I was like, I better figure that out. And then Elder Tolman calls and he's like, hey, how's Elder Larson getting down there? Do you have anybody else that's going? And I was like, no, I just thought you were just gonna come by yourself here, but apparently that was not optimal. But it's alright, it all worked out. Here we are. But it was a good week. Like I really enjoyed it. It was a great last week with Elder Knuth. On Sunday we were able to go and like say bye to all the families, and Enrique and Eileen were really sad because they really wanted Elder Knuth to baptize them. But yeah, so we'll see if I don't know if other Knuth will be able to come back here, but I don't know. We'll see. But it was a good week. We were able to have a bunch of people come to church. We had 10 investigators in church, which was super cool. We have Familia Padisha, like the four kids, Genesis, Agustin, Brenda, and Trinidad. They're going to get baptized on next Sunday if everything goes well. Which will be cool because it's general conference. But yeah, we're pumped. We're really pumped. I'm going to share a scripture that I read. Sorry, this recording is really short and I'm not really like going into depth with anything. But after the mission, I can talk more about stuff, I guess. I feel like there's a cool story this week, but I can't remember what it was. We're just gonna say forget. So I just want to share a cool scripture that I liked. Bueno, so I'm in 2 Nephi 12, and right now they're talking about what Isaiah wrote, and I really liked 12:2 and 3, and it says, acontecerá que. Acontecerá en los prim- postreros días que el monte de la casa del Señor será establecido como la cabeza de los montes y será exaltado sobre los collados, y todas las naciones correrán hacia él. Y vendrán muchos pueblos y dirán: Venid y subamos al monte del Señor, a la casa de Dios de Jacob, y nos enseñará acerca de sus caminos, y caminaremos por sus sendas, porque de Sion saldrá la ley, y de Jerusalén la palabra del Señor. And I really like that scripture because it goes on to talk about like the last days and how the temples are going to work and stuff. And it's really cool because like I really miss the temple like a lot. And like Tyler, you just like went through the temple. And so I don't know, I was reading it. I was just thinking about like, wow, like temples are super important. Like I hope all you guys, all my little brothers, you guys go to the temple often. Because I really miss it, and I wish I could go back. So, Tyler, go and enjoy as many temples as you can. Go to, I want to give you like a little challenge to go to as many temples as you can before you leave. And like, do as much as you can in the temple. It'll really help you out a lot. Then, all of you little brothers, I want you guys to find people that need to get their work done on Family Search, and go take them and do baptisms together. Those are my two challenges for you guys, because there's people that are waiting for those things. And as a missionary, I can't participate in it really. Like, I guess I can because we're baptizing people, but yeah, temple stuff, it's cool. So I don't know. I just wanted to invite you guys to do that. And I'm sure you'll see a difference in the family by doing that. But sorry, today my recording is kind of short. We're going to go and get something to eat because we're starving. Right, Elder Larson?
Sure.
Yeah, we're really hungry.
Hungry.
I'm ready to go eat. But yeah, I love you guys tons, and we'll talk more in Seaver. So have a great week, and love you tons. Bye.